I don't know. That's just what pedestrian, average, mediocre receivers do. What's up? What's up? My man Deion Sanders, we all right, huh? We all right? Yeah, we all right. We gonna go to the Super Bowl again, being all right.
You're listening to the Pedestrian Podcast, the official UK podcast for the Seattle Seahawks. Here are your hosts, Ross Bell, Stuart Court, and Adam Nathan. Go Hawks!
Hello and welcome to the virtual NFL UK mock/pedestrian podcast Google Hangout. We've done this last few years without the pedestrian podcast marker. So all we got is assembled are a few of the NFL UK mock
elite.
Every year, yeah, the elite GMs. We have who represented the Cleveland Browns every year with a multitude of picks this in 2017, Mr. Freddie Shires. How are we, Freddie?
Good evening. I'm very well, thank you.
Representing the Atlanta Falcons for at least the first few picks this year before Auto Pick took over, Mr. Grant Harrison, how are we?
Not too bad. Don't tie my personal brand to the Falcons, please.
We've got the representing the New York Giants, and also you can hear his the Pigskin podcast, Mr. James Messini. How are we, James?
Evening. I don't think they'd be called Dulcet for a while, but yeah.
Representing the Green Bay Packers, Mr. Junaid Hussain. How are we, sir?
Good evening. I'm good, thanks.
Cool. So all we're going to do is just quick one-round mock draft. We've split all the teams to different to separate them around, share them around equally. To kick it off, the first overall pick, again, the Cleveland Browns and Freddie are on the clock.
Awesome. Well, yeah, this is pretty easy. I'm just going to go ahead and take Myles Garrett. I mean, he's the best player in the draft. There's no QB who's really worth the number one overall pick. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
You would think it's straightforward for the Browns, but it's never is, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. But I mean, we've got the new front office who I've got a lot of faith in, to be honest. They've done some good things so far, so yeah, hopefully they'll do the sensible thing and go defense with this pick. And yeah, it should be Garrett.
If it was terrible and life is sad, what's the worst case scenario for the Browns come Thursday?
Kicker. Definitely a kicker.
Nah, I mean, all the quarterbacks are pretty much like much of a muchness, aren't they? I mean, some people prefer Watson, some people prefer Trubisky. I mean, I think they're all okay. I wouldn't want to risk one with the number one pick. You know, I don't mind taking one in the middle of the first. I'm not a big fan of any of them, but it's just with that first pick, none of them are a sure thing. And there's a real danger that it could just be another high pick down the drain.
I think none of them can start. That's the big problem. You wouldn't trust any of them starting week one, and the Browns kind of need someone who can come in and start straight away. And so they're instantly on a back foot from that perspective. Because okay, maybe you give Cody Kessler or potentially Brock Osweiler, you know, a tiny sample size. You put them in and still them as a starter for week one, and then you know, a bad game, as it will invariably be, suddenly Mitch Trubisky starting. It's too early for all of them, you know.
Well, I'm quite a big Cody Kessler fan. I don't think he can be an absolute star, but I think, you know, best case scenario, probably, I don't see why he could be worse than Andy Dalton. So
That's quite the high bar you've set for him there.
Well, Andy Dalton is a playoff QB, so but like we're not going to realistically we're not going to be competitive next season, even you know with all the free agent signings and all these draft picks. So there's no real harm in letting Kessler just be the starter next season, seeing what he can do behind a better O-line, and then you know, addressing the QB position next draft.
But if they take a quarterback in the first round, and I mean, they're obviously not going to take the first overall. We will come to 12 when it comes down. But if that is the sort of area they're looking at for a quarterback, it won't take long for certain elements of the Cleveland media and fans to just start banging the table, going, get Kessler out of there. We drafted a guy 12th overall. He needs to be the guy who started.
No, it won't. But I mean, that's typical Cleveland, isn't it? So
I think that's just football in general, isn't it? Really, but it's a bad place to start with. Whereas if you know, I agree with you. I think Kessler can be okay, but you know, it's not a resounding endorsement if they do go and use a first round pick on a QB.
Number two on the clock is the San Francisco 49ers, who have had a talent void and a fall from grace like very few teams have in recent memory. So for the San Francisco 49ers, who are now on the clock, James?
I'm going to go with Jamal Adams, safety out of Louisiana State. Safety, I mean, defensive back is an area of need. It's potentially more so a cornerback than it is a safety for them. But for me, Jamal Adams, it comes down to either Adams or Fournette. And, you know, I think Carlos Hyde can probably still do a job. So you take Jamal Adams. He's incredibly, incredibly good as that sort of bigger bodied safety, that sort of heavy hitting. There's a bit of Polamalu to his game. Tackle's really great. Understands the game, really deciphers it well. Had a good year at LSU, and with Lynch obviously being a safety himself, that's going to be quite tempting from a GM's perspective. It's a position that he knows, and you know he'll have some confidence in. So yeah, I'm taking Jamal Adams.
I fully agree with that. I did a mark last night for In the Dome podcast, Saints won in America. That's who I had at number two as well. But why do you think they would consider Fournette with Carlos Hyde?
Place? I mean, I think it is just. I mean, I wouldn't fault them for taking Fournette. He is, you know, potentially a generationally good running back, whereas Carlos Hyde will be at best, you know, it's the difference between having a guy who could be a top 10 quarterback with the difference of a guy who could be a top 2 or 3 quarterback. Running back. But I just think they have so many areas of need. It feels like a little bit of a luxury when you've got someone who can potentially be a very good player in that position already on the roster. It just feels it feels luxurious when there are so many gaps. The other player that was sort of, I suppose, in contention for that one would be someone like Marshawn Lattimore from Ohio State at cornerback, because I think cornerback probably would fill a slightly bigger need for them than safety. But I think they need help everywhere. There's a limit, unless they take a quarterback. There's a limit to what they can do wrong with that second pick.
Yeah, just quickly on Adams. Compared to Keanu Neal last year, do you see him as a similar kind of player, or do you see Adams as a bit more versatile?
I think he's a bit more, initially a bit more versatile. I loved Keanu Neal coming out as well. I was a bit shocked that he went as high as he did, but there are those similarities. I think Keanu Neal was always going to be that sort of in the box guy who sort of developed into more of a coverage safety as time went on. Jamal Adams, I think, can do both areas quite well as it is. The one area he needs is sort of his change of direction needs to get a bit better. He sort of over pursues a little bit. You see him, you know, he's very keen, so he has to sort of calm that down a bit. But I think he's already got those coverage skills, can match up in man. His, you know, he understands sort of zone concepts enough to, you know, be a day one starter. But yeah, his sort of physicality is very similar to what you're getting with Keanu Neal.
And obviously with Keanu Neal and Jamal Adams and the 49ers now, it's all apparently a Seahawks-esque defense, and their similarities were banged on about all that season as well. Number three overall is Chicago Bears. I'll be making the pick for the Bears in this mock, and I think with Vic Fangio still around in Chicago, I think they probably run to the podium at this point and take Solomon Thomas. defensive lineman at Stanford. I just think he's going to be as close to a version of Justin Smith for the Bears and Fangio at this point of the draft, I think. Any thoughts, guys? Solomon to Chicago, Junaid?
Yeah, I think if first off, defensively, what they're going to do, where you can either put him inside as a defensive tackle or they can put him as a linebacker in the 3-4. So he's one of those players at Stanford was just unbelievable in terms of pass rush. And he's been healthy since he's been there as well. So Chicago didn't have any healthy players in terms of the defensive side last season. He's one of the guys that probably all 17 games for him as well.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm a massive Thomas fan. He's my third player on the board. So I think this is a sensible pick here. Yeah, as Junaid said, I mean, he's just, you know, there's a lot to like about him. He's good pass rusher, strong against the run. And yeah, I think this is a sensible pick. Yeah.
I don't love it.
Ooh, controversial.
I'm a huge Solomon Thomas fan, despite the fact he was at Stanford. But I just think he suits a 4-3 much better. I think he's a little bit undersized to play that 5-tech role. And if you stand him up, I think he's a bit big. You know, in dropping into coverage, I think it's a bit of a risk. So yeah, I think if you're looking at him as that kind of Smith role in that Fangio offense, you're looking at him getting quite a bit bigger. I just feel a lot more comfortable with him in a 4-3, either as that sort of base end or inside at 3-tech. He's a good player, and I think Fangio, if anyone can make it work, Fangio will make it work with him. But I don't love the fit, although I love the player.
Grant,
I have no real takes on Thomas and the Bears. To be honest, I could see the Bears probably going cornerback. At 3, and who they got on the D-line at the moment? I mean, Akeem Hicks is there. I think if they go D-line, it might be more a John Allen kind of pick if the medical checks out there.
I think Solomon Thomas, how highly I rate him, I think that's probably was one out here as well in the fit with Fangio. Number 4 overall, Jacksonville Jaguars, Junaid is making the pick for them.
Yeah, this one's pretty straightforward. I wasn't going for net at running back, but with Tom Coughlin there, I don't think you would consider it. Jonathan is probably my pick for them, defensive end, defensive tackle. Maybe outside, inside. The last few years, Jacksonville have gone defensively in terms of picking players. Even they've got Clayton Campbell there as well. They've got obviously other players as well they've got there. I think it would be the perfect suitor role. The pass rush was pretty much non-existent last year. Jonathan, just as another body that would obviously build the defensive line a bit much better than they've got previously as well.
I'd agree with all that. Freddie?
I guess they really need offense more than defense, to be honest. I mean, you know, they got Calais Campbell this offseason, but I guess you just look at the board and think there's not really anyone worth that pick. And if you're going to go value, Allen's probably the best bet. But yeah, I mean, in an ideal world,
they would trade back.
They'd probably look to trade back and take someone like Corey Davis or Fournette or even Cook. But yeah, for that fourth pick, I think it probably does make sense. Yeah.
James?
I'm all over the place on Jonathan Allen. I don't see what people are seeing in him at all, but I completely appreciate that I'm well and truly in the minority on this one. I think his footwork looks a bit awkward. I'm not convinced he plays. Like, arm length seems to be an issue with him. I think that he doesn't use his arms as well as he should. There's the injury there. And you look at him on tape, people saying, oh, he just blew me away. I just don't see it. I just don't get it. But I appreciate I'm fully in the minority on this one. So, I think it's sort of, they probably do favour offence. If he is the playmaker that everybody else seems to think he is, then, yeah, it's a solid pick.
Yeah. How much consideration do you think quarterback will be, Junaid?
Quarterback. Oh, I'm not too sure with the Jacksonville. You never, you know, I think they can go with Blake Bortles for another year.
Yeah.
Just don't, I don't see them taking a quarterback.
No, but there's a lot of talk that he completely lost the locker room last year. And obviously, Gus Bradley was way too much of a player's coach and everything. Didn't really help that or anything. Quarterback at four. Anyone else see that happening?
I could see them coming back into the first round where you got teams like Green Bay, Seattle, Oakland, who may want to trade out and taking a quarterback. There's someone like Patrick Mahomes or Davis Webb, who seems another one that could be popping up.
Yeah, I think the Jags are probably the first team that are going to trade out this year. There's a lot of talk of the Titans doing it, but I think Jacksonville potentially could take a little bit less to be able to move back a few spots. Like you said, the needs don't really match up. Because they still seem to like Dante Fowler, despite the fact he's not actually very good. It might be a case that if they do that, they get somebody like Fournette, 8-9, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah. But obviously, there's talk that the Colts are looking to move up to grab Christian McCaffrey as well. Moving on, number five.
They're a good offensive guy, don't they?
Yeah, Stanford guy as well. Moving on, number five, the Tennessee Titans and Grant. Who's making a selection for them?
The Titans, being my favourite team and team I've been for a long time, they've got two needs that match up really well with who's on the board right now. I think I'll go with the cornerback from Ohio State there. And they've only really got Logan Ryan, who can play outside. Need matches up with the team. And they probably give a bit of consideration to Malik Hooker. I mean, Denoris Sears, he's almost out of contract and isn't really that kind of safety. So Hooker and Cyprian could work out, but I think you go corner there rather than making the guy one of the highest paid safeties in the league.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think I agree with the position, but I really, really like Marlon Humphrey at Alabama. And he's really pushing Lattimore with all the Conley stuff last couple of days. He really would push that Lattimore at this point for me. James?
I think it's a great pick. Marshall Lattimore's my top corner on the board. As you say, they've only really got Logan Ryan there. Yeah, I think it's great. The guy plays with so much awareness. He could improve his tackling a bit, but apart from that, I think he's a great player. I think it's a really good
pick.
Janaid?
Yeah, I agree with James. Number one quarterback for me as well. And Ohio State guys all seem to show up as well. So he's the best quarterback. There's only other position that could go is offensive to take Mike Williams, but I don't see them going that way. So they'll go quarterback first.
Yeah. Freddie?
I think Latin was the pick. I was actually considering him for the next one for the Jets. So, yeah, I think that's a good pick.
Before we move on, the Titans have been linked to OJ Howard quite a lot. And for me, top five is far too rich for any tight end.
I agree.
But if they do manage to pull off a trade back and potentially recoup that second, I think that's somebody they could look for.
Mm. Yeah. Number six, New York Jets. Freddie?
Obviously QB's going to be in play here. But I still think it's a bit early for any of the guys, those top guys. As I said, I did want Lattimore here, but he's gone now. And even after Grant's comment on OJ Howard, I think I'm probably going to go tight end. Yeah, Howard here. Just because... receive is a big need for the Jets. I don't think they've had a decent tight end since Dustin Keller, actually, which, unless I'm missing someone. So it's just makes sense here. I appreciate it is probably a bit early for a tight end, but I just think this matchup makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because they drafted Jason Mara a couple of years ago and he just flamed out.
Yeah, he was awful, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was almost instantly, didn't he?
Chen Gailey just abandoned the tight end position for about 5 years.
Yeah, with the Jets, it's just one of those. There's another team that could possibly trade back as well. They've got no real needs in terms of the good defensively or good offensively, but they will lack a quarterback, obviously, that most teams. But yeah, I agree. OJ Howard is probably the best tight end we had seen in a while in the draft. He's technically not really a tight end, more of a wide receiver.
Well, I think the Jets need a new coach before anything else, because Todd Bowles is just...
God, Todd Bowles is class.
James?
I think it's a good pick. I really like OJ Howard. I disagree that he's a tight end. I think 6'6", 250 pounds. He's a tight end. He's not a wide receiver for me. He's got blocking ability. I just think he's got a lot going for him. He jumps so well. He catches the ball. He puts the ball well. He catches the ball cleanly. He plays well. It's particularly on the underside of zones when you see him. He's got a reasonably good route tree that he's playing from that Alabama play. But it's a limited field of body of work that you're working from, because, you know, he wasn't used as much as perhaps he should have been. But from everything, you know, you see of him, I think he's a really good player. And by all accounts, he's checked out fine medically. He's, you know, comes from a good background. He's a pretty safe pick. It feels like the kind of pick the Jets don't make, but they should.
Yeah. Isn't Howard's medical come up A+ or something
yeah.
like that?
Something Rappaport was reporting something like that today.
Oh, so if he's reporting it, probably isn't happening. James, LA Chargers at number 7.
Yeah, the sort of favoured pick here is Malik Hooker, isn't it? And I'm sort of trying to come up with a good reason for why I shouldn't do that. And it's mostly to do with durability and injury, and reports are that hasn't or won't come back as an A+. Instinctively, he's a very, very good player. Again, he's got a good eye for a ball, led the nation in interceptions last year, good hands, but he needs to get bigger. He is sort of unlike Jamal Adams. He's a guy who religiously plays in his own system. So, you know, he will have to adapt his game a bit, but I still think he's a solid option here. Although it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, come draft night, he slips down a little bit lower than this.
Yeah, Hooker's the centre field guy, isn't he, in this safety class?
Yeah.
Freddie? Hooker?
Freddie?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. My thing's cutting out.
Oh, no, as usual.
Wait, what did you say? You want my opinion on Hooker? As you said, yeah, he's more of a centre fielder than sort of Jamal Adams. I really like him. You know, he's a redshirt sophomore, so he's got youth on his side as well. You know, he's more of a sort of modern safety, when, you know, the guy who can do it all. And yeah, I actually had him ahead of, on my draft board, ahead of Jamal Adams early on in the process. I don't know if I haven't updated my draft board sort of since then. So on second look, I don't know if I'd switch things around. But yeah, no, I really like him, so I like the pick, yeah.
Yeah, moving on to Carolina Panthers at number 8. This is between the two running backs for me. I think with Jonathan Stewart, I think he's signed an extension, so he's going to be lurking around for a couple of years yet. I think they just take the absolute matchup nightmare that is Christian McCaffrey, the running back out of Stanford, at number 8, and just give that offense another bit, layer 2. Thoughts, guys?
Perfect.
I think that kind of
just basically what they, in terms of what offensively Carolina do in terms of matchup, and where they can split them out wide, but in the backfield with Cam Newton there as well, so they can use him in so many formations. I think he ideally fits offensively better compared to what Leonard Fournette will probably fit with Carolina there.
Yeah. Grant?
Yeah, the Panthers at the minute, they've got a very, very one-dimensional offense. There's like no speed on the field for them except for Cam. So for me, you've got to go for someone like McCaffrey that gives them a bit more versatility in there. Something a bit different from a guy that's not just 6'4 and plod down the field. And
yeah,
use him in the backfield, use him in the slot. Just gives Cam something new to play with that he's not really had in his career.
Yeah, James?
Yeah, I would have probably gone Fournette here, but I can understand the logic. I just think the trouble with the way they run their system is basically anything through the middle tends to go through Cam. They do actually need someone who's going to be a better option through the middle. Christian McCaffrey, because of that sort of height, weight, speed issue he's got, I'm not sure if he's perfect for that. He's definitely better than Dalvin Cook at that. Plus, he offers you so much versatility in the passing game as well. I like the pick, but I don't know. I think if Fournette falls there, I just think he might be a better fit for what they're trying to do, particularly sort of short yard, having that sort of short yardage back. But is he just a sort of slightly younger version of Jonathan Stewart? Yeah, possibly. It certainly gives him more versatility going for a guy like McCaffrey. But I don't know, it just feels that this is a good running back draft and the Panthers won't be expecting to pick in the top 10 that often. I'm still sort of struggling to get my head around them taking a running back there. They could well pick one up in the second round and use that pick somewhere else.
Yeah. Freddie?
Yeah, everyone loves a white running back, so yeah, I'm in favour.
Number 9, Cincinnati Bengals, Junaid?
So this is a tricky one. I think you're going to pass this with Derek Barnett, but with Fournette still in the board, I probably would go with Fournette at this position for the Bengals. Just because their offense needs a bit of a kick in the butt.
Thirsty. Yeah, and their running game was terrible last year with Hill and Bernard, and Luke Burkhead obviously ran away to New England and stuff. Freddie, Fournette, the Bengals?
<That's true.
laughs> Freddie?
I have no opinion on the Bengals.
Yeah, usually has that.
I think the Bengals are really hoping that OJ Howard falls to this point. So they just need someone else for Dalton to do, I think. But yeah, I think Fournette over the pass rush is a good pick. James?
If he's on the board there, I think. Most teams would pick him up. Yeah, I mean they'll potentially be slightly wary at taking, you know, another LSU, larger LSU back. You know, they've got Jeremy Hill at the moment. I think Fournette's a different class to what Jeremy Hill was, but you know there will be those that sort of make those comparisons. But yeah, I think it's a great pick.
And Bengals do tend to go with best player available on the board as well, so they're one of the teams. They don't go for whoever thinks best on the board and just go with that.
Yeah, okay. Go on.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the Bengals to take another first round cornerback that they'll only play in their fourth year and then have to give a massive deal to. I think the Bengals have gone from being one of the best drafting organisations to one of the worst over the last couple of years. The Ogbue and Fisher picks have not panned out at all, really. And I think you look at that roster now and it's devoid of stars on a lot of levels. So the number of options they could go down, I don't think a running back's a bad pick for them. Like Junaid said, that running game's struggling mightily with Hill as the primary back and Gio's always an injured guy. So, yeah, works for me.
Cool. John, mate, the pick for your second favourite team, Grant, the Buffalo Bills?
The Bills are like the most bland team in the world. I'm not sure Sean McDermott's a real person, to be honest. I wouldn't do this, but the buzz is that they love Trubisky. Eric Galco of Optimum Scouting said, put your house on Trubisky being the pick to the Bills. Yeah. Bookies odds seem to say he'll go in the top 11, top 10, so I think it's Trubisky. I'd go wide receiver, but you take Trubisky off the board for the Bills. Not what I'd do at all. I mean, I really like Tyrod, and there's a lot of needs on that team, but it seems to be the way things are leaning.
Yeah, I'm fully on board with them not taking a quarterback. As I said to Jalee before we started, I was over in Seattle for the Bills Monday night game, and Tyrod Taylor was ridiculous amount of fun to watch live. He just that offense was clicking at that point. Obviously, it fell apart a bit by the end of the season. But yeah, I think one of the receivers would be the pick here, Junaid.
Yeah, with the Bills, you never know what they're going to do. They're just one of the weirdest drafted teams every year. EJ Manuel 1 year, and then trained up with Sammy Watkins, and then you just never know what the Bills are going to do. They're one of the most unpredictable teams. They could go wide receiver. I really like Mike Williams here. There's another weapon for Tyrod Taylor, just to show you can actually have some more weapons on the offense and show what he can actually do. He's one of the best players last year in the league. And he's had much to work with. And with someone like Mike Williams as his primary number one receiver, that will really go towards showing how good he is.
I think just to show how bare the Bills offense actually is, losing Robert Woods was actually a bad thing for them. they have nothing outside. I mean, Sammy's always broken. Charles Clay is on a terrible contract. I mean, they're probably going to lose Gillislee to the Patriots. And that offense at the moment is Tyrod, an old Shady McCoy, and a broken Sammy. So if they go with Trubisky, you're throwing a kid to the wolves there.
Yeah. Freddie?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, like Grant, I like Tyrod too. But it doesn't seem like the front office really have the same thoughts. So I could see them going QB here. I think it would be a mistake. But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Trubisky's in play.
Yeah. James?
Yeah, Doug Whaley's proven himself to be a total dick. This sort of feels like the kind of heel move he'd pull. I suppose at least in theory, he's got time to sit behind Tyrod Taylor before being thrown straight in. I don't know. But would Taylor stay? Or would he then become draft bait? I really like Tyrod Taylor. I think everybody likes Tyrod Taylor. The only people that don't are in the Bills front office. It'd be a huge mistake, but yeah, you could definitely see it happen.
Yeah. Number 11, New Orleans Saints. Currently one of the two first round picks. James?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they'll end up staying here. But, you know, they're sitting with quite a lot of collateral. They might move in one direction or another, to be honest. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But if they stay where they are, they need help on the back end. Their defense has been woeful for a while. It's a case of taking the best D-back on the board, which would be, just scanning quickly, Marlon Humphrey, who I think, you know, is a very modern corner, isn't he? Tackles well and he's got the good measurements. He's fast enough to do what he does. He needs to show that he can mirror well in coverage a bit better. Again, he's better in his own system, but he's a great player, and I think that would do them world of good.
If it could be what they thought they were trying to get with Brandon, just really physical corner. Darwin Brew played quite well last year in parts of for the Saints as well, so he matched it. Put him opposite him. Junaid?
Yeah, I think with the Saints, I think they've got a pass rush here. Or they could move out, like James said. But if they get someone like Derek Barnett's on there, then or Charles Harris, defensive end from Missouri, I could see them go, or Tucker Charlton. So you got three pass rushers that are possibly all landing spots before New Orleans. Obviously, you play in the division, the NFC South, where no one plays defense, everyone plays offense, so you need a pass rusher. Just from the QB.
And some teams only play for one half as well. Grant?
I'll leave this hangout right now. I think the Saints, I think there's been a lot of talk that Reuben Foster's a guy that Sean Payton likes. And I know they've got the whole drug test thing, but if Foster is still going to go top 11, I think the Saints probably the best option for sort of that kind of area. But they've got needs all over the defense. I don't see them going receiver early to replace Cooks. I think they've got a wealth of options there. So any kind of defensive pick, I think, will be a good one for them.
Yeah, Freddie.
I was looking at the Saints roster beforehand, and yeah, they're a bit of a mess at cornerback, aren't they? I mean, and there's no really obvious holes elsewhere. So I think Humphrey's my second corner on the board here, and Lattimore's gone, obviously. So yeah, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, number 12 overall, Cleveland Browns, Freddie.
It's a tricky one because, you know, you can see the front office going QB here, but as far as what I think they should do, I think they should look elsewhere. And if I was them, I would actually go receiver here and go Mike Williams. And I think that's what I'm going to do. So, some people, I've seen a lot of people quite high on Corey Davis over him. To be honest, they both have their pluses and minuses. I still think, you know, Williams is the better receiver. There's been a few questions about his speed, but I think he's more than quick enough for the NFL. He can move the chains, he can get downfield, and the Browns really need someone there to complement. And if you're going to help out Kessler, you need that guy who can pretty much do everything. You know, he can do the short yardage stuff. He can, as I said, get downfield. So, yeah, I'm going to take Mike Williams here.
Yeah. Junaid?
Yeah, he's my number one wide receiver in the draft. He was so good at Clemson. Sean Watson's favorite target. Big body guy, can get down the field. He can get up and get the ball. And in the red zone, he's leaping as well.
Yeah, he looks to have really, really strong hands. He contested catches all the time. James?
Yeah, my number one receiver as well. There's something of the Mike Evans about him as well. It's just a big catch radius. You know, he doesn't let much get past him. He's a quality wide receiver. A few too many drops on his card, but I think that's a lot of that focus drops. That'll be drummed out of him by the first month or two of practice. So yeah, it's a good pick, and that is the kind of move that the Browns should do. They help out a quarterback, whoever that might be. But you know, you can't expect the quarterback to come in and throw to nobody.
Yeah, Grant.
I quite like the Browns receivers as they are, to be honest. Kenny Britt's probably quite underrated. Corey Coleman's good. They drafted about 100 receivers last year. I think they're probably just a bit unlucky there that Humphries came off the board. And another DB, to me, seems like a must-have for Cleveland this year. I mean, Freddie knows much more than me, but to me, that secondary looks troublesome.
Yeah, no, I would have gone Humphrey if he was still here, but yeah, he's off the board, so had to be a receiver.
Yeah, right. Number 13, the Arizona Cardinals. I'll make that selection. I think with the Cardinals this year, they seem to get really old really quickly. Last year, obviously, the quarterback Fitzgerald is sticking around for another year as well. So I think these will be the two they may look here. I think they, again, may look Humphrey as well if he's still on the board. Obviously, he isn't. But I think possibly too early for one of the quarterbacks. So I'm going to go Corey Davis, the wide receiver for the Cardinals, and just give the offense to someone else apart from David Johnson. James, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not all there on Davis from a sort of pre-draft process. He's, we don't know what we're getting with him. He's, you know, this injury seems to be taking quite a lot to sort out with him. He wins contested catches. He's done well in the games that he's played, but obviously at Western Michigan, he looks fairly fluid when he runs. I worry that his top end speed might not be all that when all's said and done. He juggles the ball a little bit too much. For me, he's more of a sort of mid to late first round guy. This just feels a little high for him. But I completely agree with the reasoning. I would have possibly gone John Ross in that situation. But Corey Davis offers him something different. I think John Ross is the kind of guy that, you know, they've got JJ Nelson there, who's, you know, who can be that sort of quicker, smaller guy to do that. So Yeah, I can understand the pick. I'm not convinced on Corey Davis personally.
Yeah, Freddie.
Yeah, I mean, I can see them going QB here, to be honest. I mean, just with the situation with Carson Palmer in the off season, you know, will he or won't he retire? And then they've got, you know, they do have John Brown there, who I know had a really bad 2016, but, you know, he's a good receiver. They've got other guys there. I think Corey Davis is a good pick. I'm not as down on him as James, but I do like him, you know, at the 13th pick. It's just a question of, you know, what the Cardinals want to do. Do they want to go all in for this season, or do they want to prepare for the future?
Go on.
Yeah, I think Freddie's hit the nail on the head there. That's the real question for the Cardinals. Does Steve Kime build for his future, or does he try and give Bruce Arians a tool for the next couple of years? Secondary is a big need for the Cardinals with Tony Jefferson leaving. They've not got a cornerback opposite Peterson. Again, the board's not fell particularly well for them. But yeah, if it is what it is at the moment, receiver seems like a good spot.
Janaid?
Yeah, this is an interesting one with them. They could go wide receiver. I think they could go, they'll probably go defensively. With Reuben Foster still on the board, that could be someone they could look at in terms of someone they need inside linebacker with. Obviously, the linebacker group not being that fantastic this year. But as Freddie said, there could be a quarterback here. The second, Trubisky may be already gone. There could be someone like Patrick Mahomes where Arizona seriously do really consider taking him, where he can sit behind at least Carson Palmer for a year or two and a year and a half. And this could be Palmer's final year anyway. He could sit down for a year behind him and then next year go with him as well.
Yeah. Number 14, the Philadelphia Eagles, Janaid.
Right, this one I'm going with pass rush. I'll go with Derek Barnett as my pick. Obviously, the last Connor Bowen. They've got to change the defensive scheme in terms of what they're going to do. Derek Barnett is probably my favourite defensive pass rush there.
Cool.
They need offensive line help as well. I think this is a bit rich for anyone there. Derek Barnett's excellent pass rusher. He's had a good year last year. It's a really, really nice little fit for them there.
Yeah, Freddie?
He's the best player left on the board for me. So, yeah, good pick.
Grant?
They're probably pissed at the last two selections. Receivers, a massive need for them. Like James says, probably a bit early for offensive line help. And Barnett seems to fit what the Eagles like from the defensive ends. Big guy. Not a liability against the run. Just stocks up that defensive line and gives Jim Schwartz another tool to play with. It is Jim Schwartz in Philly, isn't it?
Yeah.
He feels like quite a Schwartzy kind of guy as well.
Yeah. Right, number 15, Indianapolis Colts. Grant?
Oh, God. I don't know anything about the Colts. Reuben Foster, they've added some guys to try and complement the pass rush, to try and get a pass rush. They've got a few more bodies on the D-line, but the inside of that defense seems to be a bit weak. Foster's definitely the best inside linebacker prospect. And Ballard, when he was at the Chiefs, didn't shy away from taking guys with a bit of a history. So to me, it seems like a good value. Gives a guy who's going to be a bit of a tone setter around that defense as well, try and stop them being such a liability up the middle.
Yeah, I fully agree. I really do like Foster in the Colts, although they've signed about 15 linebackers and outside linebackers this free agency. James?
Yeah, I mean, he's in terms of football ability, he's the best player left on the board by, you know, a country mile. He's going into this process, he was my number three player on the board. He's dropped down a bit because of that. It sounds like the injury is going to be more of a problem for him than the sort of combine, his terrible combine he had, but with getting kicked out of it and the failed drug test. If those reports on that, you know, it's a labrum injury on the shoulder, which we were speaking about on Pigskin Podcast actually before I joined you today, is, you know, that was the kind of injury that was ending careers 10, 15 years ago, and they're sort of saying, oh, it's not fused as well as it should have. But that is a bit of a worry, but definitely fills a need. I think he's a proper game-changing inside linebacker. He's you know, he's got that sort of mid-linebacker mentality that you always look for. So I think that's what they need. They need leaders on the defense, and he will provide that. He's so intense. He's such a violent player in the way he plays, and you sort of hope that if that injury does, you know, it doesn't cause him any problems going forward, because he's sort of like a controlled Vontaze Burfict. It's that kind of sort of aggression that he plays with, and that would be totally different to anything else, you know, the Colts have had. It's definitely a step up from, you know, Eric Waldron. You know, it feels like a great pick for me.
Yeah, Junaid?
Yeah, I agree with what James said. Probably the best player in terms of what they got left on the board, and as you know, the Colts defensive are pretty poor all over the spot. They can't get pass rush, cornerback, safety. You just need to restock that defense and not take a wide receiver again.
Yeah. Freddie?
As guys were saying, the Colts defense is pretty atrocious, isn't it? You know, they really need someone in there in the middle who can just organise things. And yeah, Foster fits the bill.
Yeah, cool. Number 16, Baltimore Ravens. Freddie is the GM. Who are you taking?
Well, I mean, they could do with some help at receiver. So I guess maybe John Ross could be an option here. But I think they're probably actually more desperate for pass rush help. And there's a few guys available here. So it's really take your pick. Me personally, I think I'm going to go with Hassan Reddick from Temple. He's kind of like the ascending guy at the moment. You know, he started off a bit unknown and then he sort of broke out Senior Bowl practice, and he's basically just been rising up ever since. You know, I think he had something like 10 sacks at Temple last season. You know, he's a pretty versatile guy. You know, he could play in a 4-3 at end, or he could be, you know, 3-4 guy who stands up. So really, yeah, I think he's pretty perfect for Baltimore. I mean, there's other guys there, obviously McKinley, Charles Harris, Carl Lawson, but yeah, I think Reddick, just going to go here.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Reddick. He really does remind me of certain ways of Bruce Irvin, obviously Seahawks stuff a few years ago. I think Baltimore will be, Washington will be his floor in this draft. Grant?
I think the Ravens could be that team that goes tackle. I mean, Ricky Wagner's gone. They've not replaced him. I saw people talking on Twitter about Marshall Yanda potentially moving out to right tackle, which just seems creating another problem inside. So I think they could be the guys that potentially go Cam Robinson there if Ozzy decides to go with another Bama guy. I think they're a bit unlucky again with receiver. I mean, they definitely need one, but John Ross seems to me like what they've already got in Perriman and Mike Wallace. So if one of the bigger guys, if Mike Williams dropped, I think that's absolutely perfect for them.
Yeah. Junaid?
Yeah, I agree with Grant. They could be the first team to take a tackle. They could go past Fush as well, but with Cam Robinson being the best tackle on the board, and with this draft being one of those, you're not going to get a very good tackle in the first round, or you've got to wait to the second round possibly. But I think Cam Robinson could be the pick here. I can understand why they would go in terms of where they go in terms of defensively.
Yeah, I like Hassan Reddick as a pick. I was lining up to take him for the Redskins next, to be honest. So back to the drawing board on that one. Yeah, I think this is about the range he'll go in, so that feels good. But yeah, I mean, like in terms of offensive tackle, yeah, this could be where we start seeing a if not a run, certainly a couple start getting consideration. Cam Robinson, probably the best of them. He may end up playing guard in the end, but that's fine. They can fill a need there as well. But yeah, those seem to be the two obvious needs.
Yeah, number 17 then, James, the Redskins.
I'm going to take a guard. I'm going to have a little run. I'm going to go Forrest Lamp from Western Kentucky here. I'm not totally sold on Forrest Lamp. But I think that offensive line for the Redskins played really well last year. But the interior looked like it could... It wasn't quite there. Sheff did well on one side, but the other side, I think there's a gap there. There's also a needed centre. And I think Forrest Lamp could probably play centre with his tiny arms. That might be quite a good role for him in the end. So, yeah, I think Lamp's the guy to be considered there. If it wasn't that, then I think cornerback's in another area, but with none of the top ones left at this stage, it feels like it might be a bit of a reach for Gary and Conley based on what's happening off the field for him at the moment. Tre'Davious White, the next batch, it just feels a bit high. So, I think offensive guard, get even better and, you know, sort of make an area of strength, you know, possibly one of the best offensive lines in the NFL next year.
Yeah, and James there saying a run starting the Forest. So, Junaid?
Yeah, I think with Washington, they either could trade back. This is where you can see where sort of team moves up from the back end to move up to get someone they really like. There's a Seattle probably possibly moving up to get Lamp as well. Another team that really needs to rebuild the offense now who could jump ahead of Washington to get him. But they could go where when you got the best defensive guys still available, so it's with Packer Charlton here or Charles Harris, where they could go defense as well with the division they play in.
Yeah. Freddie?
Yeah, I agree with Junaid there. Not much more to add, really.
No? Grant?
Ditto. I don't really have much of a good handle on Washington. It's an organisation in disarray, to be honest.
They're tossers, Grant. Mostly just tossers.
I think that's a fair assessment, James. I mean, they're going into a draft without a general manager, so who knows what they're planning on doing.
Yeah, right, the 18 Tennessee Titans, I think this is a pretty simple pick, in my eyes anyway. I think they need to give Mariota another target, although they've got Delaney Walker still knocking about, but David Njoku is still only 20 years old. Tight end really can just cause a complete mismatch along with Walker and just completely just adds again something to the Titans. And Njoku for the Titans. Freddie?
Yeah, it makes sense with what they need at receiver. I think Njoku is, again, he's another one of those ascending players who's just a physical freak, basically. He's more of a, he's really. You know, while we were having that debate about OJ Howard earlier being more of a receiver or is he more of a tight end, you know, Njoku is definitely one of those guys who you do say he's more of a receiver. But you know, he can block a bit, but, you know, he is a Jimmy Graham type and, you know, obviously coming from the same school. So, yeah, you can see the similarities there. And, yeah, I think that makes sense. He makes sense at this position. In the draft, yep, I like it.
Yeah, James?
Yeah, the guy's a matchup nightmare, but yeah, I totally agree with Freddie. This guy is, you know, he is basically a glorified wide receiver. He's just a big wide receiver, but that's fine because that sort of complements what you have with Delaney Walker, and it definitely gives you a target. You saw how much of a target he was for, you know, in terms of being that safety blanket for Brad Kyle last year for the Canes. So it's it's a really nice pick.
Yeah, Grant.
Love it. Would buy the jersey. I think giving Mariota another weapon is fantastic. I don't think Tennessee have many needs. Getting a good, great DB and another offensive weapon. Then they come out of the first round very, very happy and look to win the AFC South in 2017.
Yeah, Junaid.
I agree with all of you. I'm basically best pick for them. Because they've got the running backs now. What they do at the back, they've got Mariota. They need someone else in the lineup into the matchup nightmare. Someone through the middle. Someone you can put out wide as well. Someone in the red zone. Someone get that added. Because he's not going to block. He's not there to block anyone. He's there to just catch the ball. And I think he can do that perfectly well for the Titans. What they need him to do.
Yeah. Number 19, Tampa Bay, Janaid.
Well, I'm going to go with the best player on the board here, and that's Tucker Charlton. He's considered a top 15 pick. He's a pass rusher. Play him inside, outside. He's unbelievable for Michigan. And Tampa Bay, like pass rushers. I just add another one to that rotation. In terms of the division they're playing as well, NFC South, just sort of adds to the already extended defensive line they've already got there.
I agree. I think Taco is a good fit here as well. James?
Yeah, classic base 4-3 end, isn't he? Like, you can keep him on the edge, do a bit of rushing, move him on side when you to the inside when you need to. A really good hand fighter. His hand movements are absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it's a great pick.
Yeah, Freddie?
Yeah, I was thinking plus rusher for them. So, I mean, some people may prefer some of the other guys still on the board, but yeah, I think Tucker Charlton is a good pick here.
Yeah. Grant, thoughts, and then the pick for the Broncos?
Yeah, if there's not a punter that Tampa Bay can trade up for, defensive end seems like a good way to go. I know they've been linked with Dalvin Cook a lot, but I'm not sure with the red flags that come out about him whether he's still a first-round prospect or not. Judging from what I've seen and read about Cook, I'd be quite happy as a Falcons fan with Tampa Bay wasting the first on him. But, DN makes sense. And Charlton's the kind of guy that I can see Mike Smith really like working with.
So, number 20, Broncos, Grant?
Garrett Bowles, tackle, Utah. I think that's probably one of the more clear need spots in the draft. If Reuben Foster falls, could see Denver going for him. There's a big need in the middle of that defense. The run D fell off a lot last year, but offensive tackle seems to be the real need for Denver.
Yeah, but Bowles for me is the best tackle in this offensive line group, and it's not close for me. I think he's a top 15 player in this draft. I really like Bowles. He's a bit old, he's 25, I think, by the time he plays week one, so down the draft boards a bit compared to Cam Robinson and Ryan Ramczyk as well, but yeah, I really like the pick and the fit. Janaid?
Yeah, I agree with Grant. There's nothing really to add in terms of what they need. The offensive line was pretty shoddy last year. You could see someone like Hassan Reddick if he's available, or Zach Cunningham possibly there. I'm sure there's a good linebacker, but here's who they need. Oh, the only other pick is Ryan Rimzik from Wisconsin. Here's another tackle. If Garrett Bowles is very off the board as well.
Yeah. James?
Yeah, I mean, there's not much to dislike about Bowles. There seems to be some off-the-field issues, his age, and the 9 in the Wonderlic score, which isn't great for an offensive lineman, but depends on how much you believe in junk science, I suppose. But yeah, he's a really good player, and that looks like one of those picks that if he's there, they will take him. It's a bit like the Buckner pick for the Niners last year. It's sort of open secret, but he's the guy they want. So it feels a huge need for them. It's a good pick, and he's probably about the best player on the board at the moment.
Yeah, Freddie, and then the pick at 21.
Yeah, I think it's got to be O-line here. I mean, there's an argument that they may take Ryan Ramczyk, but yeah, Bowles is an equally good pick. And yeah, I think that's a good one.
Yep. 21, Detroit, Freddie?
Well, the Lions, I mean, the biggest need is probably linebacker. I mean, they've got absolutely nothing there, really. Potentially Jared Davis could be in play here. I think he'd be good value at this point, but you know, maybe some teams may look at it and think he's just not a sexy enough pick. And with what's still left at pass rusher, I think that's probably the better option for the Lions. So yeah, I'm going to take one of them off the board and go for Charles Harris here. I think he's basically got probably the best spin move in the draft. You know, he's not a fantastic run defender, but he's getting better there. And I don't think you can really question his pass rushing qualities. You know, he's been one of the best in college for probably the past two seasons. So, yeah, I think he's the pick here.
Yeah. James?
Yeah, pass rush is what they need. They need to help answer. Jared Davis, I think, would work well, but Charles Harris feels like a really good pick. He's a guy who's going up draft boards. To the extent, I'd be surprised if he was still around at 21 come Thursday night. But if he's there, that's a top pick.
Yeah, and Missouri do seem to churn out defensive ends as well. Junaid.
Yeah, I agree with that. In terms of, see, with Detroit, they could go, John Ross could be another one. They could go here, offensive Stafford, really need another wide receiver. But yeah, I agree with the pick in terms of who's available, in terms of what they like to do. In terms of defensively, they need someone, as always. They need someone on the opposite end, obviously, Yanser as well.
Grant?
Yeah, I think, look, James said Harris probably isn't going to be there. His floor is probably the Eagles. There's a lot of talk connecting him there. I think if they don't get him, the Colts probably will. Njoku, if he's on the board, another option there. But yeah, Harris here seems a wise pick. I know Junaid likes Zach Cunningham, the linebacker from Vandy. I don't know if that's a bit too early for him.
Yeah. Number 22, Miami Dolphins, by making a selection. It's going to be Tack McKinley from USC, the outside linebacker. They don't really have a linebacker apart from Kiko Alonso, and he's probably going to break again soon. So I think that's something to that defense, which is getting a bit old with Sue and Cameron Wake up front, and don't have a lot behind them. So sorting out a linebacker possibly would be one place to start. James?
Yeah, that feels like about the best thing that can go down at this stage. So yeah, no complaints from me whatsoever.
Janae?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. Everyone's favourite Deion Jordan is out the league now.
No, he's not. He's in Seattle.
Where is he?
Seattle.
Is he? Oh, I didn't even know you signed for them.
They're quickly compiling picks from that 2013 draft. They're going to try and get all of them.
All the disappointing ones from the top of the first and the end of the second.
What? Who was the pick? I didn't hear. My thing cut out.
Tack McKinley.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Good pick then. Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Yeah. 23 Giants, James.
It comes down to two with the way the board's gone. It either goes to Ryan Ramczyk at Wisconsin or Jared Davis, linebacker from Florida. And it's Davis that's going to be my pick. The Giants haven't addressed linebacker seriously for a long time. This would be the highest pick they've taken a true linebacker, second level player since Clint Sintem, which was what, 2008, 2009, when they took him in the second round. So first time they've taken a linebacker in the first round since the 80s. So who knows if it goes down, but it's incredibly good value at 23. Not a sexy pick as Freddie alluded to a couple of picks before with the Lions, but I think that the areas of need for the Giants are going to be tackle, linebacker, and a sort of centre field safety. And of the players that are available, Davis is the guy at the moment, I think.
Grant?
I think Cam Robinson, maybe. I don't know if the Giants want to spend more resource on that O-line.
I just can't bring myself to see them spend more money on a lineman that's not, you know, not an elite prospect. Another guy who needs a lot of work and who may ultimately be a guard. And that's the one area where the Giants look pretty solid.
Yeah. And what's your take on running back for the Giants this year, James? Do you see an early pick there, or is it?
I don't think they'll go early for running back. I think everybody will take a running back at some point. There are, you know, tons of them. And the Giants are usually pretty good where you've got a deep class. They'll usually take someone from that class at some point. So I'd expect them to address tight end and running back at some point, but probably not realistically until day three for a running back. I could see them going really quite late for a guy. Maybe something a bit different from what they have. The trouble is they run pretty much exclusively out of shotgun. And none of the guys are particularly suited to that at the moment. So getting a guy who's got that sort of explosive first step that doesn't need to run into something would be really interesting. So to see if they go for a guy maybe like Donnell Pumphrey or something later on would be quite interesting. But I don't think they'll go early. Cook would be an option, I suppose, here. But yeah, by all accounts, his sticking him in New York might not be the wisest idea.
Yeah, 24, the Raiders. Janaid?
Yeah, they've got a number of positions here in terms of who's available on the board. But they could go wide receiver in terms of that. But I'm going with the best player I think available at this position, Zach Cunningham. The back-to-back linebackers, Jared Davis and Zach Cunningham. The knees thrown in the middle in terms of what Oakland do need in terms of defensively. Need to rebuild it sort of with the. They could get a cornerback here, but just depending who's available at this point, but there could be no one. Because Dory Jackson, maybe one guy who they may look at in terms of obviously special teams ability and a speedy cornerback there who could obviously sort of fits what Oakland do. But yeah, I'll go with Zach Cunningham with this pick at inside.
I agree with all the points. James?
Yeah, Cunningham seems to fluctuate on boards between sort of third and fourth. I think Kuiper's got him as a fourth rounder. I have him 27th on my board, so this feels about sort of where you'd expect him to the teams to start considering him. I thought about him for the Giants, but yeah, he's a classic cover linebacker, good vision. You know, he can match up against tight ends. He's got that sort of range. He sheds block as well when he's sort of on the pass rush. But he needs to improve his tackling. He comes in too high when he tackles. He doesn't wrap up as well as he should. So, whether you can start him straight away, yeah, you probably can. But he's a little bit of a work in progress. But a good pick for the Raiders. I think he'll that's the kind of environment he'd flourish in.
Yeah, Grant.
Yep, the Raiders have done a lot of good work recently. Malcolm Smith was a massive bust for them as a free agent signing. There's not a massive amount of needs. I mean, you could see them going cornerback, but linebacker seems a sensible pick to me.
Yeah, up until a few hours ago, running back would have been an option, but now they've obviously finally got the Marshawn Lynch deal over the line. Freddie, and then number 25 for the Texans.
Yeah, I had thought. Linebacker is a need for them, and you know, I like Cunningham. I think you know he should go in this range. But personally, I think I probably would have gone cornerback with Connolly, Jackson, and White still there. But yeah, no issues with the pick. I think it's solid.
Houston Texans then, Freddie.
Again, linebacker. I was thinking of going here, but Cunningham and Davis are off the board now. So I think the obvious glaring issue is that problem on the right side of the offensive line. I mean, it was just pretty awful last season. Derek Newton's obviously injured now. So I'm going to go with the top tackle still left on the board, and that's Cam Robinson.
Not quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, I thought, you know, Tony Romo would have made so much sense in this situation. You know, they're a team who don't have too many holes. They've got the offensive weapons. So, you know, I was pretty shocked that he didn't end up here. But, no, I think they'll probably sit it out for now.
There is a lot of talk at the moment linking them to Davis Webb at Cal. Which,
yeah, I did see that.
Which is one of those ones that's gaining sort of super fast momentum at the moment, which means it's probably nonsense. I speak as a fan of Cal. That is incredibly high for him.
Well, I mean,
Grant,
Freddie, you go.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, back in January, I mean, you know, people didn't even see him as a day two pick, and now suddenly he's, you know, it's like Tom Savage all over again. It's just bizarre.
I think for Webb to go that high, you need more than Trubisky going to the Bills.
Yeah, I think you're working on the assumption that probably the other three have gone, but there are reports out there that the Mahomes thing is a media creation, that teams aren't high on him at all.
I think if Deshaun's still on the board,
yeah,
he goes to Houston here and probably does pretty well relatively quickly. I mean, you've seen absolute jokers do pretty good things in O'Brien's offense, and it's not as if the Texans are devoid of weapons.
Yeah, I just think the issue is with the Texans. You know, they're a team who's pretty much ready to make a deep playoff run now, and you know, none of these QBs at the top of the draft can really help them at the moment. So, you know, effectively, I think they've got to bring in a veteran somehow, and you know, just use this pick really to stock up further.
The best thing they can do is trade for Tyrod.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. Janaid?
Yeah, I agree with the pick. I think they could have possibly a quarterback. If they should really take a quarterback here until they show Watson maybe, or does he really fit what Bill O'Brien does? Patrick Holmes maybe the one is from Texas. Get that home crowd sort of going for him as well. But offensive line could be the
right, number 26, the Seattle Seahawks. I'll be amazed if at 5 o'clock on Thursday night, Friday morning, if they don't trade back for this position. But I think the best two fits and O-linemen have gone with Bowles and Lamp. Possibly not. Maybe take a look at Derek Rivers. Town. I think it's probably going to be cornerback. So it's one of three. Kevin King has been on banging that drum for months from Washington. Adoree Jackson seems to be getting a lot of interest. Daniel Jeremiah suggested that's who he thinks the Seahawks are going to go for if he's there. And then yesterday, Sidney Jones seemed to come up pretty clean. So I think for that reason, for a player of his talent and just the coverage skills that he has, I think if he's still here and with that medical saying he's going to be back by August, September, I think it'll be Sidney Jones from Washington in the corner.
It's a risk. As you say, I can see them taking Sidney Jones wherever they end up on Friday evening. Having traded out of the first round, that, you know, I could see him taking him at the top of the second. It feels rich for a guy who you're still not entirely sure what you're getting back. But let's wait and see. I mean, he has the opportunity to be a phenomenal talent. If you can afford the time to give him some time to sit and heal, and if it looks like everything will heal and you don't ask too much straight away, this could be incredibly good value. But it comes with some risks.
Yeah. Janaid?
Yeah, I agree. It's a massive risk until his injury can recover, but the same player was in Washington. With Seattle, it's one of those teams where you don't know an unrespected team every year. But you sort of don't know who they're going to take. They always do a surprise. Kevin King possibly is the healthier quarterback in Washington where they could take. Do they got O-line here in terms of obviously Ryan Ramczyk, maybe a possibility. They could possibly trade back where you could possibly see it most likely happening there.
Yeah. Grant?
Yeah, you're right, Stu. You're not picking there at all. No. Not a chance that pick happens on Thursday night. But yeah, D-line or corners probably the route that Seattle go down. With the way the boards fell, I think it makes sense for a trade back if corner is something they're targeting. Seems to be a nice little sweet spot here.
Yeah,
I
think because of the turf at the Georgia Dome broke Deshaun shed in the divisional game, I think corner was jumped to the front of the queue for needs. Freddie?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if, you know, as good a player I think Sidney Jones is, I'd be surprised if that's the pick simply because there are still so many good corners left on the board. You know, you've got, as I say, you've got Conley, you've got Jackson, you've got White. I think one of those would probably go before he does.
Yeah, I think with Conley, I think after all the flack they took after picking Frank Clark 2 years ago, they're not going to touch Conley at any stage, I think, in this draft. They didn't touch Leo Collins a couple years ago as well, so I don't think they're going to touch. Chiefs, Grant?
Deshaun Watson, quarterback. Andy Reid's got a history of jettisoning quarterbacks and taking guys high. The Chiefs don't really have many glaring needs. The way the boards felt, why not? I assume it's that level of depth that NFL war rooms really get into.
Yeah. Junaid?
Yeah, I like this pick because Alex Smith is not one dimensional. He doesn't sort of bring anything to the offense. Where I could see going is John Ross here in terms of wide receiver. They need another weapon in terms of outside the one or two players they do have. They got nothing explosive in terms of down the field. And Alex Smith doesn't really throw the ball down the field. That's another issue. So John Ross is not going to be one of the players they can obviously use his ability. If we go defensive or what? Well, Brad's gone with the quarterback, which is probably a really nice surprise here for Kansas City here.
Yeah. James?
It's... hang on. Sorry. Yeah, it's a good pick. I sort of struggled a little bit with Deshaun Watson. People talk about him like he's Geno Smith. I think he's a bit better than that. And yeah, he needs some work. And yes, his, you know, the deep ball's not there. He doesn't always read the field, but his motion's pretty good. He's shown that he can perform under pressure. And actually working with Andy Reid in a reasonably calm environment in terms of the setup that the Chiefs have there, I think it's a really good fit for him. He's got a bit of time to develop, but I don't think he's that far away from starting, to be honest.
No. Freddie?
Yeah, I really like this pick. I like Watson. He's my number one QB. And I think he's been, you know, unfairly criticised in some quarters. Okay, he didn't take that step forward that everyone thought he was going to take in college, but I don't think he was nearly as bad as some people were saying. He came up in big games. He does have a few issues with making the crazy decisions now again. But, you know, I think with Andy Reid, he's that guy who can coach people out of it. And then we saw with Donovan McNabb, you know, he had him for yonks. And I think Watson can be a similar guy.
Yeah, I agree. Number 28 then, Dallas Cowboys, James?
I'm going to take a kicker for them.
Who let James kick for the rest of the East?
Yeah, I've run out of kickers for everyone else. I'm going to go quarterback Gary and Conley. Who knows? I mean, there's some fairly murky stories coming out about, you know, the alleged rape case at the moment. You know, the NFL teams will be doing their homework on that. If it's as bad as it sounds, then he's not going here. But if it's not, I think it's a great pick. The guy flies around like a madman. There are some games where I was watching Lattimore. He's the guy that comes off the page when you're watching him. Same last year as well. Some of his play there, you know, completely overshadowing Eli Apple and Lattimore at times. He seems to know what the quarterback's going to do before the quarterback does, which is a great instinct for a DB to have. At times he looks a little tight, but he gets over some of perhaps those physical limitations by, you know, clearly understanding the value of doing his research, doing his film work. So I think it fills a position of need. They can't rely on Nolan Carroll as their sort of only sort of recognizable cornerback. Pass rusher, I suppose, would be the other option here, but I think this is the glaring weakness for them. It lets them move Byron Jones back to safety, where I've always maintained has been his best position. And suddenly they look, you know, quite healthy on that back end. Disappointingly.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Freddie?
Yeah, obviously we mentioned about, you know, the rumours and stuff. You know, we'll see what goes with that. But yeah, I think if the teams have done their homework and think there's nothing there to be investigated further, then yeah, I can see why this pick would make perfect sense.
Yeah. Grant?
Yeah, if all's good with the off-the-field stuff, it's a great value pick. There was talk earlier in the week that Conley could potentially be the first corner taken off the board, and obviously that's not going to happen now, but it just shows what a good value it is. Losing Claiborne after he finally came on last year is a big blow to Dallas, and I think they're probably going to have to play a bit more defense in Dallas this year. They're not going to have the same kind of ball control offense that they had last year with Dak and Zeke. I think the rest of the league will have cottoned onto that a little bit more.
Yeah, I agree. Junaid, thoughts on Conley to Dallas?
Yeah, in terms of great value pick here, in terms of who they go with. There's only other possibility to get quarterback, Adoree Jackson, if he's still available at this point, they could be someone they could go after. The secondary squad needs rebuilding and plays around. Team guy as well, but Conley, if he's there, then it just makes total sense. And they've got Jaden Smith coming back as well this year. Who knows how good he is in terms of the great pick last year. He's going to be 100%, so they've got really someone inside to sort of need to sort the secondary out.
I think the trouble with Adoree Jackson is that he's, you know, he is your quintessential slot corner. They need a guy who can be, you know, he could play the edge. I just don't see enough of that from Adoree Jackson. I like the fact that he's so good on special teams, but for me, he's not a great tackler. He seems to get lost on his assignments at times. He's undersized. You know, there's no height, weight, speed going on with him. He's just, I don't quite get what people are seeing there as a first round guy. I'd be quite happy taking him middle of the second, third round because of what else he brings, but you know, you wouldn't go straight in week one and line him up on the outside.
No,
I think the biggest problem with Adoree Jackson is he's Michael Lombardi's favourite player in the draft.
Jaleigh, 29 Packers.
Well, it's going to be pass rush here. It depends on who's available. So, the best player on the board at this point is probably going to be TJ Watt, defensive linebacker. Where the new sword goes past, the new sword to replace Peppers. They should have re-signed him, but I don't know why they didn't. They've got Nick Perry, Clay Matthews, but Clay Matthews never 100%. He's got an injury. So they could always switch Clay Matthews inside and obviously go with a fresh TJ Watt and Perry as a true outside linebackers. Well, I think with the position, it's probably going to be pass rush or cornerback. But Kevin King could be a possibility here. In terms of if they go that way. But I think it'll be all defense where we go. But I think TJ won't be the guy at this point.
Yeah, I do think it'll be pass rush as well. TJ Watt is staying in the state with quite a bit of pressure on that. James?
Yeah, it comes down to Watt, Tyus Bowser, or possibly King or Melon Fenway if they decide to look at... But yeah, it's what you like really with Watt or Bowser. You know, it feels like it might be a bit high for Bowser. I don't know, but there's some talk that he's probably going to go in the first round somewhere. It wouldn't be a bad pick, but yeah, TJ Watt, as you say, keeps him in Wisconsin. He'll be popular with the fans, and he does bring the kind of edge pressure that they need to try and generate a bit more of this year, because it was just lacking at times last year. I think it gets them younger at that position.
Yeah, Freddie.
Yeah, I was looking at Watt with the Saints pick, the final pick of the draft, and yeah, it's a need for the Packers. So, yeah, it makes perfect sense to me. A lot of grit, high motor, proper white pass rusher.
Grant?
That's what you like.
Yep, like Freddie says, white pass rusher in Green Bay. Those fans are going to go wild. He grows his head.
The assault rifles in the sky. Shoot.
Fan favorite John Kuhn now, don't they? So.
That's true. Number 30, the Pittsburgh Steelers. This could be cornerback again, as they did with Artie Burns last year. Maybe linebacker, but I'm not too sure. Worth the pick at this point. They might. But yeah, I think best player available at this point, I think it would be John Ross, wide receiver from Washington. That's Antonio Brown's ridiculousness or somewhere else. And give Roethlisberger a toy for his last couple of years. Yeah, John Ross. Junaid?
This is an interesting one where they could possibly, it could be a surprise team who goes quarterback here. Because Roethlisberger decided if he's going to retire, is he not? He's come back, he's injury prone, he's just always injured these 4 or 5 games. He's got no need to back up, and they need to replace him sooner rather than later. And this could be the year where they could get someone who could sort of sit back a couple of years, maybe. But Patrick Mahomes is maybe the one, the take, or Deshaun Kaiser could be another one who could sit a couple of years behind Ben Roethlisberger and then sort of be the next star for them.
Yeah, James?
Yeah, Mahomes has a lot of those Roethlisberger traits. So you could see that happening if he was in the area. Dalvin Cook may potentially be the pick there, depending on, you know, what they feel they're going to do long term with Le'Veon Bell. And also, Bell gets injured a lot, so it does give them a bit more versatility there. John Ross makes sense as well. Again, the wide receivers are either injured or suspended most of the time, so, you know, it helps with that. So, yeah, it's I think it's probably between wide receiver and quarterback for them, genuinely. I think it wouldn't surprise me if they did pull one out and went for a quarterback in the first two rounds. And I think the same goes for that whole of that 04 draft, you know, the class from the first round. So, you know, this obviously the Chargers are going to be looking there as well. The Giants might be looking, you know, about for, you know, more likely in the second round than the first round. But I think you could see quite a few established teams going after quarterbacks in the first, definitely in the first 100 picks.
Yeah,
and it works well. Grant, you know, it works well for this draft because they all need a bit of time, and you know, going to organisations who are willing to give them a bit of time makes a lot of sense. It's sort of the perfect storm for that.
Yeah, Grant.
Yeah, if they don't go, quarterback, edge rusher is probably the kind of thing that I can see them going for. Outside, I mean, James Harrison's 90 years old now, but Dupree came on a little bit towards the end of the year. Jarvis Jones has departed and was a big bust anyway. I could see them going 3-4 sort of edge rusher.
Yeah, Freddie.
I could see them going QB. I think some people would be surprised at it, but no, it does make sense on paper. John Ross also makes sense. I actually had them going tight end here with Ingram.
Mm.
You know, he's more of the receiving mold. I think that pick would make a lot of sense to me. But no, Ross would be a solid pick here. Yeah, so I'm in favour.
Yeah, right, number 31, Grant, the Atlanta Falcons.
If the board falls like this tomorrow, I'll be bloody delighted. So many ways I could go here. Could go Edge with Rivers or Willis. But I'll go with Obi. Dan Quinn spoken about recently, potentially playing three safeties more. Ricardo Allen's not a bad player by any means, but he's a guy that can be upgraded. It just gives DQ something else to play around with in that secondary that should be pretty bloody good next year.
Yeah, Menafon is someone who the Seahawks have basically stalked for the last 6 months, but I'm not too sure if he's really good, but he's bad. It's scarily bad. It's mid-late round bad. But yeah, I think how athletic he is. I think Zach Whitman said he's the fourth or fifth 3-6 NFL player as well. So yeah.
He's a sort of angry ball of clay to be moulded into something that Quinn will use positively. The comparisons with Byron Jones are obvious and sensible because they both come out of the same system at UConn, and he's like a better version of Byron Jones in many ways, a more physical version. He's the more intelligent version. I think you get a player who, yeah, when you say when he's bad, is not, you know, he is bad, but it all looks very coachable. I think it's a really good place for him to go. I think if the board does fall like that, yeah, I can see Falcons fans being absolutely delighted by that. That's a really, really nice pick.
And they deserve to be happy.
they do deserve to be happy.
Freddie?
Yeah, pretty much what everyone said. I mean, the tape isn't superb. There are a lot of flaws there, but you know, obviously he's an outstanding athlete and there is stuff to like. So yeah, I think if the board falls this way, then yeah, I can see that definitely.
Yeah, Junaid?
Yeah, I agree with all you that. The Falcons have got much needs in terms of the offensively. That's pretty much it. It just depends who they prefer on defence and who's available. You could see another team where the Falcons played up here and move back into late first, second round in terms of get more picks. Get more defensive players in need to who's available at this point.
Yeah. Right, 32, final pick of this, Mark, final pick of the first round. Freddie, New Orleans Saints.
Well, like the Steelers, I think the Saints are another, you know, one of those teams who could potentially surprise and go QB. But I think here I'll probably go for a pass rusher. And he was mentioned a few picks ago. That's Tyus Bowser. You know, he's another one of those ascending players who not a lot of people were talking about back in January, but just around the combine and the weeks preceding it, you know, he's suddenly gradually risen up draft boards and a lot of people have been talking about him. And yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense here. It's one of the Saints' biggest need. He's a great athlete. Again, he's not, you know, great against the run, but I think that's something, you know, he can improve. And yeah, he's one of those guys who the production is there, and if he's in the right system, you know, it should all click.
Yeah, I agree. I really do like Bowser. I think he's definitely top 50 player. He seems really has ascended over the last few weeks. James?
Yeah, I think pass rusher is a big need for them, and Bowser's the best one left on the board. It looks like he'll go in the first round somewhere. That seems to be all the reports. So, yeah, it's a really nice one. This is the kind of range where, particularly with the Saints, where they've got those two picks, if they are content, if they feel like they've got great value with their first selection, that you might start to think about a guy like Malik McDowell. You know, he might be, you know, he's proper boom or bust kind of guy. He offers something, you know, a pass rush in a completely different style, obviously being an interior guy. He just comes with so much force when you watch him. His closing burst is excellent at times, and everybody knocks the motor and all of that. But as he's dealing with double coverages a lot of the time. If you go back to footage of him last year, when he's getting those one-on-one matchups, he looks hungrier. He's a player that it's sort of youthful frustration that seems to be his issue. And, you know, you get him in a good system, you get him working with a coordinator who'll knock that out of him, who can keep him motivated, keep him interested. I think you end up with a really disruptive interior pass rusher in a guy like McDowell. But, you know, if you're playing it safe, which, you know, most NFL teams do, then a guy like Bison makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Junaid?
Yeah, I really like the pick here because he says he can pass rush. And like Freddie said, the possibly another sneaky team may get caught back or move out first round. Yeah, but Baz is another player that I think it's a TJ's watch that maybe a potential pick for the Packers as well. So, yeah. So, agree with the pick.
Grant?
Yep, good pick for the Saints. They need that edge rusher to go in Dennis Allen's defense. Hopefully it doesn't pan out for them. Hopefully they go into 0-16 forever. But yeah, I do think they're in a great position to really, really shore up that defense with all those three early picks.
Yeah, I agree. Right, that's it. The all top 32 has been mocked. You've got 26 hours until everyone watching or listening to this can mock us for the picks. Just like to thank all four of you for joining me with this yet again. Just want to go through all four of you and just list where people can find you if they want to on all social medias. Freddie?
Yeah, I'm basically only on Twitter. I'm at F Shires, S-H-I-R-E-S. But there's a lot of cycling chat there, so if you're not into that, you probably should avoid, but there we go.
Grant?
Just on Twitter mainly, Grant Harrison 91. Mainly me moaning about things, to be honest. There's a good rage on there sometimes, so get involved.
Or a Mad Men appreciation.
Yes, positivity, I love that, Stu. Very good.
Yeah, James?
I am at SNL _football, mostly flaming hot takes about the NFL. Also at Pigskin Podcast, and you can download our podcast from all good purveyors of said media.
Yeah, Junaid?
Mine is at J_Hussain. Mainly my DIY skills are always on show throughout the year. I don't want to talk about anything.
Yeah, and an inordinate amount of TV shows.
I was going to say ruining TV shows before anybody else has actually got around to watching them.
No, I didn't ruin anything.
Yeah, massive thanks all four of you. I hope enjoy the draft weekend. This has been
a special edition. I fought for all three rounds as well this year. So Sky got all three rounds showing, or all seven.
I couldn't find anything on Sky for Saturday. I had a look earlier.
I think they said they were going to do all 3 days, and they realised that the draft on Saturday wasn't overnight. It was during the day, and they sort of panicked and went, "Oh God."
the first 2 days definitely are on Sky Sports. But yeah, it's been a special edition of the Pedestrian Podcast. Until next time, go Hawks!
That is going to do it. 12, they're bringing the trophy home. Your Seahawks, Super Bowl 48 champions.